You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Thank you for listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Please, don't turn that dial. The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
We begin this episode in the hallowed hallways of the Dr. Floyd Institute of Technology in Saddle River City. We find Dr. Grant standing outside Dr. Floyd's laboratory door, knocking on it softly.
Dr. Floyd. Hey, Dr. Floyd.
Dr. Grant, did you tell Dr. Floyd that everyone's ready to start the film?
I'm trying, Chips, but he must be so engrossed in his latest experiment that he's not answering.
Well, let's open the door and go in and get him.
Should we? You know how he hates having his work interrupted.
Yes, I know, but he said he wanted to come watch the movie, so let's go in. Dr. Floyd? Dr. Floyd, we're ready to start the movie.
Yeah, we know you must be extremely busy in here working on your... He's asleep.
We should wake him up. Everyone's ready to start the film. Enzin Pereri has set up the projector. Dr. Floyd Sr. brought some popcorn. And flight attendant Christy made her famous broccoli pizza. All we need is Dr. Floyd.
Okay, I'll wake him. But he's usually very grumpy when... He's dreaming. Oh, isn't that cute? Look, his little legs are twitching.
No, you're just standing.
Oh, I wish we could see what he's dreaming about.
We can. We can use Dr. Floyd's last latest invention before his latest invention, the Dream Viewer 3000.
Oh, what's that to?
You put it on the head of someone who's dreaming and it shows you their dreams. Here, let's put it on him and you plug these plugs into the monitor over there and I'll turn it on. Here we go. Just tune it in here.
Welcome to the creepy dream adventures of Dr. Floyd. Our dream begins in the year 1891. This is the hospital of the world's most brilliant scientist of rare diseases, Dr. Floyd. We find the doctor in the large sitting room of his hospital on the outskirts of London, speaking to his nurse on this dark and stormy night.
Nurse Chips, you must be seeing things.
I'm telling you, Dr. Floyd, for the past three nights I've seen a candle pass the windows over at Carfax Abbey.
Nonsense! Carfax Abbey has been deserted for years. Now come away from that window.
Yes, Doctor.
Now, have you sent for our little sock-shaped patient?
Oh, you mean Renfidge. Yes, Doctor. Orderly Pereri is bringing him up now.
This Renfidge certainly is an interesting case, what with his mumbling in a language you can just barely understand.
Yes. And what about his fascination with eating only super soggy sugar spiders?
Strange indeed. He thinks that they give him energy. All they're really giving him is a short-term sugar buzz and cavities.
Oh, well, those things, they give me the willies, they do. I know they're candy, but, oh, they look so real.
Here's the patient, sir. Hip.
Thank you, Orderly Pereri.
Yes, sir. Hip.
Say, Orderly, has the dog been able to catch that dodo bird that's been running around the grounds for the past three nights?
Not yet, sir. Every time Mr. Baron von Whiskerchins gets near it, it seems to vanish. Hip.
Well, keep him on the job. That bird's constant squawking is keeping me up at night.
Yes, sir. Hip.
That's all, Orderly. I can take the patient from here. Well, good evening, Renfidge. How are you feeling tonight?
Feeling.
That's good. Still eating the spiders, I see.
Spiders are good.
Yes, and you say they give you energy.
Uh-huh.
And why do you think you need so much energy?
Because my master will soon be here.
Your master will soon be here? Who do you believe is your master?
Yuzi! Yuzi! Soon your Ozzy!
down. Stop jumping on the couch. You're going to knock over... John Merrick's remains. Dagnabbit, I paid $1 million for those, you know.
He's headed toward the window, Doctor!
Orderly! Orderly Pereri!
Yes, sir. Hip.
Grab him and take him back to his room.
Yes, sir. Hip.
What do you think he meant by his master?
I'm not sure, Nurse Chips. Obviously foreshadowing of some sort or another. We'll just have to wait and see. Now tell me, how is our other patient?
Oh, you mean lab attendant Christy?
Yes. Has there been any improvement in her condition?
I'm afraid not, Doctor. She still refuses to read or write. She says reading and writing is just plain silly.
How depressing. For months, she's been one of the most brilliant lab attendants I've ever had. Then after taking one little walk around the grounds 3 nights ago, she returned thinking that learning is a futile activity. It's just so sad.
Have you thought of any more possible treatments?
Not yet, but I've sent word to my father, Dr. Floyd Van Floyd Sr., for his advice on the situation. I'm hoping he can help.
Dr. Floyd, I've just thought of something. It was 3 nights ago when lab attendant Christy fell ill, right?
Yes.
And it was 3 nights ago that dodo bird appeared on the grounds, right?
Yes.
And it's been 3 nights in a row that I've seen lights moving around in Carfax Abbey. Do you think they could all be related?
Certainly not. Those kinds of coincidences only happen in monster movies and bad dreams.
But isn't this a bad...
Someone's at the door.
Who could be out on a night like tonight?
The only folks who would brave this type of daunting weather would have to be terribly nefarious and obviously up to no good.
You're right, Doctor.
Well, you go answer it. I'll be hiding here in the closet.
As Nurse Chips bravely marches to the front door and Dr. Floyd timidly tiptoes to the closet, we shall reluctantly take our leave. Who could possibly be at the front door of Dr. Floyd's hospital on a nasty night such as this? And what is the strange illness that has overtaken young lab attendant Christy? And just what is young Renfidge saying to the dodo bird who is perched on the windowsill of his hospital room window? Find out next time on the creepy dream adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Episode number 610 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Maura Quirk as Chips. www.mauraquirk.com. Maynard Smith as the creepy narrator, www.maynardland.com. And Murph as Mr. Baron Von Whiskerchins. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written by Grant Pachoco. Join our mailing list at www.drfloyd.com/join. Episode number 610 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2007 Dr. Floyd Industries. All rights reserved. Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 610, One Man's Dream. 2, 5, 3, 14, 18, 15, 25, 7, 11, 1, 20, 7, 15, 14, 11, 9, 8, 14, 5, 18, 15, 25, 8, 3, 1. And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun! Hello, Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd fans. Are you ready for the biggest celebration of the year? It's time for the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Holiday Spectacular. Sunday, December 9th, 2007 at 3 p.m. at the Colony Theater in Burbank, California. More information will be released soon, but be sure to save the date. Sunday, December 9th, 2007 at 3 p.m. only at the Colony Theater in Burbank, California. If you have a product or service and you would like to sponsor the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Holiday Spectacular, head on over to drfloyd.com/live/sponsor. That's www.doctorfloyd.com/live/sponsor.
This is Jack Ward, and from every one of us here at the Mutual Audio Network, we wish you, your family, and all your friends safe harbor during these difficult times. Please follow the scientific and medical experts' advice, and we'll always be here for you daily at Mutual.